last time on Paint It Black. Motherfucker.
Bang Bros. So they did a movie called I Can't Breathe.
It's definitely a deep throat thing.
Yeah.
I have the official... I have the official breakdown from the Bang Bros site. Mm-hmm. She wants equality? Well, she fucking got it. Hard. headline. Two-year-old fatally shoots woman in a Walmart.
Good riddance.
I just think that we should leave that story on that note.
Okay, next story.
What do you want to talk about after that? Yeah. Here's a new game in Paint It Black.
Yeah.
How much time in jail would you have to do to suck a dick to get out of it?
I'm blowing someone in the courtroom. My hearing would be, Your Honor, whose dick do I have to suck to get out of this?
That guy's.
Done.
Well, who,
give me some
about,
gum.
What
put
about
the
you?
Shine on it. Me?
Yeah.
I mean, a year even. I'd be like, whatever, man. I'm not going to jail.
I'm too cute to go to jail.
Yo, man.
I've got too much cushion for pushing.
Look at all this junk in my trunk.
Look, man. Sometimes you gotta suck a dick to get out of things, man.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
First week of 2015, and we've already learned so much about ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to jail, bro. It's like, what am I doing, like 30 days? Let me see a dick.
Anyway, let's start this off right. Let's start this off official, because this is the first real show of 2015, and we actually have a full house.
Yeah, unlike our year in review, we had three people. Yeah.
That was nice, low-key. Mm-hmm. It was like how I like to spend my holidays.
But alone?
No, just low-key, close friends and family. Just the hosts.
Hello.
And alone.
All the acquaintances. With your little Charlie Brown Christmas
tree. I spent Christmas alone watching the interview by myself, so yes. It was phenomenal.
And a tray of mini wieners.
Yeah, it did.
From oven to mouth, 30 minutes.
Some hot pockets. Anyway, I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yo.
There's Lou.
Hey, what's up?
And joining us today, we got Ken. Mm-hmm.
The Pope.
Pope okay. Ken. Say hello, Ken.
Bless you all.
We got the triumphant return of Lippy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Who won't hit any light switches today.
No, fuck that. I don't bless
them. I'm on the other side.
Pass that around.
I'm as far as can be.
And we got first-timer... Kyle over there.
Hello.
Oh, God, you busted his cherry right all over my shoe. It's gross.
So, Kyle, since it's your first time on the show, I might as well get you right into it. Let's just say you were facing a jail sentence. Right? How many years would it take before you suck a dick to get out of it?
It wouldn't be years.
like 8 months?
Get up on that mic like a dick.
2 weeks?
I mean, I do 2 weeks. I'm not going to fuck around for 2 weeks.
Wait. You to get out of a two-week sentence, 2 weeks in fucking East Meadow.
No, we're talking about, like, federal prison.
Yeah.
Well, you can't go to federal prison for 2 weeks, bro. Like, we're talking East Meadow jail.
If you suck the right dick, yeah.
Prosecutor's dick.
You got me there.
You missed your opportunity, Katz.
What?
To get that dick sucking noise that you spent every episode this year, he wants to get in there.
I got it. It's a 52 episodes. He's gonna hear that noise in every episode.
I think you're on 4 weeks in a row doing the blowjob noise.
It's been a solid month.
You're getting some horrible blowjobs. If that's the noise you're hearing,
you're getting horrible blowjobs. That's noise you're not hearing.
Yeah, dude, that's a noise you're looking for.
What are you hearing? Like,
okay, I found the failing in your mic stand. Is that every move you make is making that thing rattle?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's somebody, yeah.
It's the screen in front of it that keeps hitting the mic.
Well, no, because I accidentally smacked it.
There you go. Okay.
All right. Well, don't suck that dick too hard.
Yeah, bro, stop sucking dick so hard.
I'll try.
He got too into it. He was like, wah, wah, wah.
You know what? Katz likes to please his man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It does. It tickles the balls.
Catching every last bit of that sound.
You never go half-assed, bro.
All of that. Just...
Well, calm down, Pete. Stop bringing it to it.
That thing just doesn't want to get tight.
No.
All right, we're good.
Once you loosen it, it doesn't
it's
get
like
more tight.
It's like a lip noodle.
Yeah.
Would you suck a dick? Not even to get out of jail, just for fun. All right, Libby, how many dicks would it take you to suck to get the center for Tootsie Pop?
I'd say like a year.
That's not the question I asked.
I wouldn't suck any dicks to get to a center of a Tootsie Pop.
I think the answer is three.
No. Well, you asked the turtle.
University.
I'm saying, he's sucking some smart dicks.
Professor Hawking, I want out of prison.
I only suck dick for fun. So, fucking, I'm not doing a day for. I'm not sucking dick to fucking get out of jail for a day or a year.
I'm not sucking dick for a day.
So the only soldiers are a Lou.
I would go to jail. I would serve my time, and you could try to make me suck some dick.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. That punk. Kind of guy.
No, I would. No, I would suck the dick out of jail, but yes. I'd be like living my life and shit. I'd be,
that's some pussy shit.
No, that's some gay shit.
You would forever be fucking lighting the loafers.
Enjoy jail, motherfucker. I could care less.
I do my time. I won't vote. I won't own a legal gun.
Like,
you will
fuck get you. You'll be all high and mighty in your fucking 8x10 cell.
I also won't be a complete faggot.
I'll send you some magazines, motherfucker.
I'll be able to close my eyes at night and not see a dick in my mouth.
I'll send you a picture
you'll
of me.
You'll be in prison. You'll have one in your ass in no time.
In my ass?
In your...
I don't think so.
Oh, I forgot, Ken. You're super hard, right?
I would die before I take a fucking dick in my ass.
Can I get like half a sentence for like a hand job? Like, is there like a barter system to
no,
this?
No, no, no. It's all or nothing, man.
No, hand jobs. Nobody said nothing about hand jobs. I would give a hand job to get out of a trap.
Hand job's like good Ken, behavior more than anything.
It's Ken
like,
would jerk off that jury.
Like a year, an hour, or
12 satisfied men.
A hand job is like good behavior. It gets you paroled earlier. It's nothing. There ain't nothing getting you out of a whole jail sentence for handy.
It really just gets you a few friends.
Could you barter if like some guy's about to rape you and you're like, no, check it, I have great jack-off skills. Like, do you think you could avoid the rape like that? If you were just...
I moisturize my hands often.
It's like, did you get raped in jail? Well, I jacked off a lot of guys.
Got a bit of a reputation.
But I never got raped.
They called me the handyman.
The more respectable thing to do is to just fucking fight for your life and get your ass kicked.
No, the more you fight, the more time you get.
What is a few missing teeth and a broken rib compared to fucking?
Okay, now you're better at getting blowjobs with missing teeth.
I just don't want to go to jail.
Then they just skull fuck your unconscious body.
Yeah.
Right. Well, then at least I'm fucking unconscious, Pete.
So the only people who
you wake up with that taste in your mouth all the same.
Ah, God damn it! I'll attribute it to blood.
So the only people who are soldiers are Lou. Lou was looking and like he's like anything less than a life sentence. I'm not sucking a dick. Ken's like, I'll do my time regardless. Yeah. And the rest of the four of us are like, we'll just suck a dick day one. Yeah.
Not even going to lie. I'm soft. I'll just fucking do what I got to do to get out of there.
Yo, Lou, soldier, you only do 2 days, bro. Day you go in, day you come out.
Yeah, just remember that, bro. Those middle days.
And the 50,000 in between. Yeah, you don't do those days. Dick.
You don't do those days. You just do the day you go in, day you go out, bro.
Somehow your butthole is bigger in the end, though, on that second day.
Bro, the day your nuts touch the toilet water is the day you get out. It's like
at least I know I'm not willingly sucking dicks, bro.
Well, yeah, but you fucking you're in jail for 50 years, whatever the fuck it is, bro.
What the fuck did I do? God damn, yeah. I done fucked up. I might need jail, cats.
Touch the boy.
I might need it.
Touch the boy.
I'm a danger to society and my friends and loved ones.
50 years? I must have done some wacky shit.
I need to change.
I need to get right.
It was warranted.
Yeah. You need to register as a sex offender.
Yeah.
Lock me up.
You got one of them mustaches, man.
I'll stay away from the parks.
He does.
Yo, you
definitely
look like...
the windowless van.
You look like in your weekends, you do like Civil War reenactments with that mustache.
Was John Holmes a personal hero?
Just for the record, I don't do any reenactments.
My dearest Tabitha, we just fought the Yanks at Lexington.
God, I hate
and your
that
beauty
money.
Is like the sun.
Wow. Sorry, I'm not trying to break that up. Keep going. But yeah, I fucking hate that my facial hair grows in all like 1864. Sucks.
You just gotta let it go, bro.
I gotta get myself a fucking gray coat.
You big, be South?
And a big knife.
No, but you're Irish.
A weird probably, mix.
You'd be like,
what the fuck civil war are you fighting in?
The Australian Civil War between the Roos and the people.
All Confederate soldiers.
The war of Roo aggression, we like to call it.
Confederate soldiers carry belly splitters, dude. You're crazy.
A bunch of hoppers coming out. They're hopping right at us.
We will not give civil rights to the koala.
Give me a boomerang. All right, what's our first
news? Let's start with the news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news.
All right, couldn't resist but start with it. This is a local tragedy, meaning it happened a mile down the road from here. And really? Brian may be the only one who really
laughs?
Is affected by this as harshly as I am.
Did Mutombo from White Castle get it?
No. Worse.
Worse than that?
We would all shed a tear.
Worse.
Mutombo.
I would go to his funeral if he ever got it.
I would too.
He's Cookie Monster in standing.
I like how you're holding that to the mic. It's a pleasant bubbly noise. Anyway, Brian, Collector's Kingdom has burned to the ground.
It burnt down?
Holy shit. Wow.
It burnt down. Well, for those not around here, our local comic book shop
has
been around for the past 30 years, is no more.
So, what is that dumpy guy going to do with himself?
Nothing. He's in trouble. He's got a coke habit to keep up.
Damn.
All those comics, huh? It's done.
Well, it started on Sunday.
The fire started?
Started on Wednesday, I should say.
Whoosh.
At 3:30 in the morning. This is what I was saying about Guinness's.
How unsexy, Lou.
You know what even
still going?
Cats achieves full sexiness.
Sounds like diarrhea. Nothing.
Don't let me stop the news story.
Would you eat Chipotle for lunch, motherfucker?
Lou's like, let me crack this beer.
Shit yourself.
Anyway, it started Wednesday night at like 3:30 in the morning. Burnt down that whole block of stores. Fire started in the comic book store, which, as you know, is filled with kindling, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Yeah. That place, which has been a institution.
Where is it?
Right down the street off on Jericho Turnpike.
Cross street from Wendy's on Jericho Turnpike.
Gotcha.
He took the last drag of that cigarette and flicked it.
Oh no, the comic book store is on fire!
Police are saying no reason to suspect foul play. Looks electrical.
He got his insurance claim for the contents of his store.
That's a lot of comics, too.
Which was,
like, some valuable ones in there.
Yeah, probably like $55,000.
The whole store?
No.
That's not even that much.
No, it really isn't.
No.
I saw copy machines are more expensive. Like, one copy machine.
Yeah.
Comics are not that expensive.
They had some vintage collectibles.
Yeah, but like...
Like, worthwhile ones.
Was, yeah, a couple $100.
So they had a couple that were worth well over a grand.
They probably don't have, like, hundreds of thousands.
They didn't have an Action Comics 1 or anything.
All right, we're getting into financials here. Who cares?
Who cares? The point of bringing this up was I just wanted to mourn it.
We lost some really good vintage.
I lost
fucking
a
toys.
Lot of memories
I
in that place.
Buy
a lot of Star Wars figures. Me that's the same store where a very good friend of mine was arrested for shoplifting Japanese.
That's where this story's going.
Japanese animated porn when we were in high school.
What friend was this?
You all know Stefan.
Stefan's brother. I mean Justin's brother.
Get the fuck out of here! Anime porn.
Anime tentacle porn.
Damn. Speaking of that shit though, I can't watch it. It's too like rapey.
Everything in Japan
is always rapey.
Yes.
And they blur out everything. It's like,
it's
why?
A fucking
what's
cartoon, point, right? Dude. Anime porn is a cartoon.
Yeah, but it's like...
A cartoon. It's drawn with fucking pens and pencils.
Not
the
like...
I get that, but tell me right now, is Jessica Rabbit not hot?
Jessica Rabbit is like... Yeah,
dope as fuck.
She's hot, but like, would I watch her get banged?
Yeah, I
yeah,
might.
Probably.
I not might. By like, well, like Roger yeah. Rabbit or one of the hyenas, but by Bob Hoskins, sure.
You mean the weasels?
No, Gang I said not by one of the not by the rabbit or one of the weasels, but like by Bob Hoskins.
I'd rather the Roger
that
Rabbit
guy?
Than Bob Hoskins.
Yeah. No, that's annoying.
What about Basinger and Cool World?
I get like the ones funny.
Basinger, Basinger. Like, how do you say that name? Basinger.
Basinger.
Kim Basinger.
Balls Licker.
What happened to her?
She got old.
Yeah
she disappeared.
Last thing I remember her was 8 Mile. She was MS
mom. That's right.
Damn.
She looked bangable still on that.
She could catch it twice.
Well, speaking of bangable, let's go to our next story. Mm-hmm. Does anybody know who Kevin Gates is?
Bill Gates' schlumpy brother.
Speaking of bangable, Kevin Gates.
We're getting to it.
Speaking of bangable, Kevin Gates.
Kevin Gates is a Louisiana rapper who looks like a ghetto Mr. Sinister from the X-Men. He's even got that stupid little diamond on his head.
He's got the haircut?
Yeah. Whole deal. He was dating a woman, sleeping with her for 3 months when he found out that she is in fact his cousin.
Ew. Good old Southern hospitality.
But when asked if he was going to stop, he replied, "I'm fucking the shit out of her. Come to find she's my cousin, you heard me? But I ain't about to stop fucking with her. Shit the pussy good."
Good for him.
Good for him? First cousins?
Yeah, good for him.
First cousins? How does he not know that?
Yeah, I know. What
That's grosser than sucking a dick to get out of prison.
Like a second cousin, no like you shot, can maybe bro. like oversee that. But a first cousin's like my uncle's daughter. Yeah. Like, how did I not know that?
Sounds like a lie.
He knew it.
Yeah.
He knew the whole
thing. Or she's not his cousin.
Well, it actually goes on. There's an update here.
And I just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
Hadn't heard that one in a bit.
Ratata.
There's actually an update to the story, which I didn't realize was there, that the relationship lasted from 2006 to 2008. He found out the woman was a cousin 3 months in, and they kept fucking for 2 years after that.
Is this the guy who lost his whole life savings trying to win that banana?
He was trying to get Jean Grey.
No, it was the Xbox 360 or the Wii.
Oh, yeah, it was all like a Wii.
Yeah.
Something stupid.
They gave him a big banana instead. They're like, here's a banana guy.
I forgot about that guy.
But if this went down,
that was a white guy.
In 2006 to 2008, who even cares if he did it? What, you know? Like, you want to talk about stuff that we did in 2006 to 2008? I sure don't.
Wasn't fucking my cousin.
Yeah. Sure, can you prove it?
Positive.
Can you prove it?
Definitely.
I'll give you numbers.
I don't even know my own
documentation.
I think if anyone could fuck their own cousin, it's Lippy, because he has so much family out there.
That he's like, anybody could be a cousin?
Yeah, and you look so just American in your look, where it's like, what the fuck are you? Right? It's like anyone you bang could potentially be a relative.
No Irish, no Italian.
Did you do a background check on your girl?
She's Italian and Russian, and like Dutch or Russian. Some shit.
Oh no! I would love if you found out. I would love if you were so cocky, but you found out tomorrow that she's like a third cousin.
I mean, I'd stick it.
Third's not so bad.
Third, you could do.
She got the titties.
All right, I gave him a pass.
I actually picked the chick up off the internet, and it turned out she was
herpes. Man.
My cousin.
Ken's cousin. Got AIDS now.
Oh man,
that's far removed enough.
She was my uncle's wife's niece. Yeah, well, I mean, it kind
so
of
it's like step cousin. Step cousin.
It freaked her out enough where like I didn't get any.
Wait, so you were still expecting some?
Yeah, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, baby, we family.
We're not related. No.
Exactly. Thank you, Libby. I was like, nah, we're not related. There's no blood here.
Our kids should come out okay.
Just the tip. Just the tip. Just
the tip.
There's
a very good chance that they'll be fine.
We're going to give you 32 seconds of pain and glory. And
maybe
call you
some ADD. That's probably it.
We're only half cousins, half the cock.
Bro, there's no chance of us getting a mongoloid because of that.
Well, no, we get purebred. We get a dragon rider.
Since we're only like a little bit related, I'll just put like the tip.
Yeah.
But you tip, baby.
You can't spit on your hand and jerk me off.
Seriously, not even a hand job or a blowjob.
Cousins would jerk cousins off, all right?
God.
That's just being kind.
Fucking prude.
Go help out a family member?
Come all the way out here and don't get nothing?
I'm telling your parents.
All right, well, what's next?
All right, next we go to North Virginia, where a student has taken a lesson from the North Koreans and hacked his school. They were going to cause, it was a snowy day, they were going to have a snow day. They didn't have a snow day, so this kid took to the web, hacked his high school's website, and changed the banner to read, "On Tuesday," this is verbatim, I'm reading this as a quote, "On Tuesday, January 6th, all Prince William County public schools will be releasing," misspelled, "students early due to inclement weather. We have realized we are bitch niggas and apologize for the fuckery."
I love the last part of that.
That's good journalism.
Yeah. I like it. I approve. Two thumbs up.
It, of course, was quickly replaced, but not before it went viral.
What, did they replace it with a fucking more informative message? I think not.
We do, in fact, apologize for the fuckery, but we ain't no bitch niggas.
They're like, "We sorry, we bitch niggas. We ain't hard like you. Please stop fucking with our shit."
Did he put up did he post a picture with the bitch niggas comment?
No, I wish.
I bet you know what? I bet you he eats booty.
Oh, he most certainly.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Why though? Why though?
The nigga, real niggas eat booty.
That's right. Now that nigga would do good in prison.
That's the guy you want
to
link up
he's
with.
Not, he'll eat a booty to get out of
here. He's the guy waiting for you if you don't suck that dick.
I like it.
I like you, and I want you.
Really soon the sound bites come back.
Yeah. Then. Well, he said that one particular one. I was like, all right, I got to bring back that. Yeah.
All right, what do we got?
All right, next story. This one's going to piss off, Ken. Well, you like weed and you like Reddit.
Can't complain.
Yeah, I like both of those things.
They both went horribly awry to your point of view. When a hardcore pothead posted, I don't have the subreddit here, but he said, I'm quite a hardcore pothead, but I quit the same month as high-intensity studying. I feel very attracted to girls, and I'm not into men when sober, but when I get high, I just want a big cock to suck and a man who fucks the shit out of me.
Cats?
Can a guy... What?
That could have been me. For all I know, you're looking at me. It might have been something I posted. Why not?
He actually went on to ask, does anybody else feel this way?
Yeah, boy!
I mean, just say you're gay. Like, I
don't know. The funny part is the outpouring of support from people who felt the same way.
Bro, I'm high as a kite right now. I need you to rock hard. I need you to put it in.
I need you to rock hard, bud. I need you to rock hard.
You think on sober days, he's like, get off me. What are you, a fag?
Like, Rome Dafoe and Bordax. Get away from me, fag. And then he's like, just had sex with him.
Somebody chimed in afterwards, and Lou has given me a solemn vow these will not be trimmed for sound clips.
I know.
Lou, you read this.
I can't read from all the way over here. No, I can't.
Oh shit! It's a fucking highlight.
Yeah, I'm not gonna trim it. I'm not gonna use it.
No, it's fine.
The mix just lost.
Well, do it in a weird voice if you're so. Inclined.
But a lot of people came, like to his aid. Somebody said weed made me realize I like the thought of dicks and also being penetrated.
was this a chick?
No, that was a dude.
He didn't say the thought of being penetrated. He said being penetrated. Yeah.
Listen, it has happened. Listen, yeah. Hold on.
Here's another one.
He was getting it. I'm getting high.
And he liked it.
He didn't like it till he finished the joint.
I can explain this really easily.
I like to get high and just be like, man, I wish I was getting stuff like a Thanksgiving goose.
No.
Christmas goose.
Looking at
rotisseries have it made.
Like, people who are...
You walk into like Boston Market, and those chickens like lucky.
I have serious scientific studies, and you're going at me with rotisserie jokes. I can't match it.
I'm sorry. What scientific studies do you got?
Let's hear Pope.
Yeah. No, I got it. Okay, I was just gonna say homosexuality is a sin.
It's another
again. Now it's a sin again.
It's a sin.
Nah, I'm just joking.
Here's another one. Guy says he was smoking since he was 14, had always been interested in girls, and had girlfriends. But when he started smoking weed, he became less interested in girls. Now he finds himself fantasizing over men and, quote, hot trannies a lot of the time.
Hot trannies?
He says, I don't know what it is about, but weed made gay. That's Reddit.
What is he, Asian? Like, weed made gay.
Weed made gay!
What is a hot train?
Oh, here go hell come.
What is a hot train account as?
I guess you don't know it's a
like
it's
RuPaul, you know.
You don't know it's a chick until they pan down, I guess.
Like, what if she just blows you?
You go down to the finger banger and you get like a big old dick.
Oh god!
And then just to top it all off, this is the kind of the room's perspective on it. The guy, last guy here, goes, "Then don't smoke weed, or be gay. It's your choice."
Wait, so are they actually mad that like weed's making me gay?
I don't know. I think they're just raising the question. And then he finishes it off with, I don't see how the hell weed makes you gay. I can't stop thinking about puss when I'm blitzed. Puss.
It's like Ellen DeGeneres.
That's a quote.
Yeah. As a fucking degenerate smoker and pussy lover all around, I would say that sounds like a bunch of closeted homosexuals who, like, get high, and they're like, oh, man, like, it would be better to suck dick than, like, bang pussy. Because they're high, and they're thinking, like, they're in a good place, like, they don't have the fucking pressures of the world around them, and they could be gay. I think they should smoke some weed and suck some dick and fucking be happy about it.
I agree with that.
I mean, they'll just breed themselves
just
out
smoke
anyway.
A fatty. Yeah.
If you need to make excuses, that's fine.
Just smoke a fatty and then maybe do some weed and then, you know.
Do some weed.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I get like the Popeye. That's a classic.
All right, what's next in this?
Next one, we got a teenage girl celebrating her 18th birthday with an epic Playboy Mansion theme party thrown by her dad.
Nice.
That guy is the shit.
Yeah.
And a perv. Because you've seen all these
18.
But I'm sure 18. Not every one of her friends.
It's just a train party.
100.
Like, hey, who wants to fuck my daughter?
100 to 250 people showed up.
You're showing up there in a fucking, probably like a Hugh Hefner, like, hey, it's a party, right?
Like, I'm telling you, he definitely had like the leopard skin.
You could fuck her, but I just gotta go to the grotto.
Guess what he does for a living?
The leopard don't come out for nothing.
Yo, Lippy, is that why you needed all that fucking Molly last week?
You have inside knowledge on this?
All right, let's
you don't bring out the leopard for nothing, bro. You bring out the leopard, he gets
used. Yo, Lippy called me up last week. He's like, I borrow your leopard bathrobe and you fucking could I buy 250 hits of Molly? I didn't think anything of it. I just thought he liked Molly a lot. But
all right, so a small army of sheriff's deputies showed up to this party where they found a 200-person rager with passed-out teenage boys, scantily clad girls in lingerie and bunny ears, copious amounts of underage drinking. Also, the party was at her father's, a medical marijuana attorney's.
That's awesome.
This father is the shit.
Who, when they were getting high.
Who was there Snoop for Dog. The proceedings?
Who was it?
He was there for the proceedings.
Of course he was. He called up his boy Snoop.
I think he said who
boy
was
Hugh.
I was guessing Snoop.
Yeah.
He wasn't there because he's like, Snoop, we're going streaking. Wow! Bring your green hat.
He was just one of the black students that had his daughter at school.
Your dad's a racist.
They all look the same.
Oh, shit.
You went there.
So I like this dad. This guy's definitely a cool guy.
Well, he's in trouble.
Of course he's in trouble.
6 months of prison.
You hear the fucking party he threw?
Or he could suck a dick.
I heard, your Honor, I heard I can get out of this whole thing by just suck your dick.
If you let me get high first, it's a lot easier.
He's like, I'm going to snort 2 lines of cocaine, do a little bit of weed, and I'm going to suck the shit out of your dick.
Let me just get in my Hef smoking jacket.
Yeah. Are you going to charge me for the cocaine and the weed? Well,
can I suck a dick now for a future crime I plan to commit?
Just get out of the way.
My ex-wife's a real bitch. Can I just give you a suck off now and call this whole thing?
Look, guys, I'm going to suck like 2-3 dicks and I have a carte blanche, right? Like, I just can do whatever for a little bit.
Smash cut, he's driving his car down the street, firing 2 AK-47s in the air. I'm above the law!
He's sitting there drinking with the fucking, just like a AK-47, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'd roll with that. I like it. All right, so we're talking about what now?
Well, that was pretty much the whole thing.
Yeah, let's keep going.
All right, only a few more. Florida dad found out that there's a loophole to beating your kids, and that's invite the cops.
Yeah, you bring I read that. You read bring this them one? To the cops, and you beat the shit out of your kids.
What?
A man wanted to paddle his tween daughter for getting into a heated argument with her sister. So
what's a tween daughter?
Tween.
Not quite a teen.
Tween, yeah.
Like yeah.
She's like 12.
12, 13 is a tween?
Yeah.
Yo, wait a minute. This is...
Like a niglet off stage?
What?
Off the bat.
Just had to get racist there for a second.
I had to say something. I've been like really calm like the whole time. I haven't had one racist comment.
He wanted to
administer dropping N-bombs.
A paddling punishment to his daughter.
Yes.
What the fuck is going on here? You never heard of slapping her ass with your hand, you fucking creep?
That's a little... Like, that's she's tweeting. Well, actually goes into it.
Yes.
So, we'll continue. So, in order to do this, he took the legal...
Yeah, just go with it.
It's fucking distracting. He did it the legal way and called the sheriffs over and asked them to supervise, which they sent a deputy, to watch it happen and determine it's legal. They say it's within statute for them to discipline their children, spank them. You are entitled to paddle your children, whether you use your hands, your belt, or a paddle. Within reason, and as long as you're paddling the buttocks.
Paddling.
Damn.
They didn't say what this particular guy was using. Which is, to me, way creepier.
Is the child...
Cat of nine tails.
Because now you're inviting like, a complete stranger over to look at your preteen daughter's
ass. Why can't you just beat
ass?
Your kid in the privacy of your own home? Like,
nah, because you need this pedophile looking at your teen daughter's ass.
Yeah, right?
Can't do that shit no more.
But,
don't you ever put peanut butter and jelly in the DVD player.
Can the child...
Dennis Leary. Did you do that?
Can a child administer
peanut butter jelly and VHS sandwich?
Can a child administer beatings for bad parenting?
Only if they can take them.
Yeah.
That was in Louisiana.
That's the thing.
Where every 4 out of every 5 parents are probably bad.
Yeah, you call in the sheriff's deputy and a ring girl to officiate.
And they video.
Does she have a bell?
And all the officers back at the office got to watch it.
Mm-hmm. And take bets.
Yeah, she's 13, all right. Mm-hmm.
If you could only see his face with that stash.
This is just so I can break into the inner circles. I approve of them ass slappings.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, this is just so I can break into the inner circles of creeps. Infiltrate them and destroy them from the inside.
You would be paddlings. You would be like Serpico in that. Like,
yeah. I am Serpico. I'm in the gutters, bro. I'm in the fucking sewers. I'm fighting the fight that you don't want to fight.
I respect that. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, dude.
I respect it, man.
You don't know what my life's like. You don't know the shit I see.
What's he's up like now? An 8mm. Is that the name of the movie?
Just a snuff films?
Because he's saying he's going to delve into like the underground of...
It's pretty underground.
That is underground. That's like, super whoa. Underground.
Ken's going to miss.
What's next?
All right, next story. We got a drunk driver from Brooklyn, ended up in Nassau County here on Long Island. He
local boy
drunkenly made his getaway on a street sweeper.
How so long it took did that like take? 3 hours.
You know what, though? That's actually brilliant, because you could swerve and be like, no, officer, I was doing my job, motherfucker. What's wrong with you?
Well, we were going to arrest you, but you cleaned every street from here to Nassau, so whatever.
Which you really needed. So it was a thrilling 5-minute, 35-mile-per-hour street sweeper chase.
Did you go 35?
That's pretty good for a street
sweeper. Yeah, it's cruising. It was cruising.
The thing was like smoking and shaking.
It's cruising USA right there.
It was a 2014 model.
Make it stop! It can't stop!
It must have been going downhill.
with a tailwind.
Yeah. It's like a Zamboni, more or less, right? It's pretty fucking heavy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so he works for a street sweeper company, but he had no license, and he said he was going to go get candy, but he got lost, thus the chase. When it turns out, he was just really drunk.
Do you really have an excuse for rocking a street sweeper down the fucking LIE?
No.
Those need to get cleaned too, though.
Yeah.
Just want some fucking candy.
Now, here's my thing.
I always wanted to drive one of these.
I kind of do.
Yeah. It's like 1 year.
Next, I'll get a Zamboni.
Yeah, I was going to say, they cut him off in a Zamboni. Yeah.
Oh, my God. If you got a Zamboni and you just shave the street, that would be fucking so bad.
You know what you got to do is you got to take it on the Great Lakes when they're frozen.
Oh, okay.
And sing to the
Yeah, you would definitely sink away.
Sorry, I said that all wrong. You got to take them on the Great Lakes when you're hanging out with your friend Jesus.
There you go. Yeah.
Shave the top of that water.
Just walking on water.
Yeah, man.
Oh, what's next?
All right, final story here. We did this last year. So this is a New Year's story. It's going to be a tradition, apparently. But what did we get stuck in our asses this year?
Oh, Jesus. This is a whole thing.
Oh, easy, my girlfriend's hair.
There's a list.
Yuck.
You got your girlfriend's hair stuck in your ass?
How?
Well, because our laundry gets mixed together, so I'll put on, like, boxers or, like, I'll put on sweats, and, like, her hair will, like, clump in random spots throughout the laundry.
Your girlfriend going bald? What kind of crazy amount of hair is falling out of her head?
No, I know what he's... You know,
I'm sorry, you're with the,
it's not getting in my asshole, but...
woman of not shedding
Oh, now hair. You got... Now you can't say it? Now you... For the first time in your life, because you're talking about one in particular, you can't just drop N-bombs everywhere? Now you feel bad? You got a conscience?
You should get, like, little curly cues here and there. Like...
Make you dig yourself your own grave.
Oh, wow. You made it sound like... I don't know, your ass like imploded it out, no. Like and the hair out, like, attached to her head.
Like your ass coughed out, like, out a hairball of Tiffany's hair. It's like, your ass is like, bleh. Like, shot out like an owl pellet full of fucking vole hair. Like something like that.
It sounded mad sexual.
Like a mouse skeleton encased in it.
It sounded like Lippy was bent over on all fours stuffing hair up his ass.
What are you like?
I'm gonna be a pony.
What do you go through your asshole with tweezers, bro?
No, it wasn't like, it's like up one my
head. A single hair. You just like reach around in there. You're just like, there's a hair in here.
I didn't it's know it's not yours.
You sniffs it.
None of my hair is that long.
How do you know internally?
Yeah. All right, I got colon hair.
Anyway, Lippy's depraved sex life aside, we have a list.
Look at my tail.
We have a list of orifices. And we have a list of things that were found in those orifices in hospitals this year.
I'm going to hit it 100 for 100.
You're going to hit it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's start with the ear.
Okay.
We got it.
Yeah, let's go around the table, I think.
Guess what was in the ear?
Each of you give me an example before I read the list, and I'll tell you if it's on there.
We're guessing what could be stuck. The guy went to the hospital, and what was stuck in his ear?
Oh, okay.
Pen cap.
Pen cap.
A moth.
Nope.
Oh,
Mike Bye got
a bug.
Bug stuck in his ear.
Bug is on the list.
Yeah?
Bug is on there.
What kind of bug was stuck in
a rock.
It just says bug.
Yeah.
Rock. No rock.
I'm going to say
a dick.
Marble.
No marble this year. You guys are thinking too inside the box.
My God.
Some crazy.
Yeah.
A Lego toy.
That's a good one. Oh, that is a good one. It's not there, though. Some of the weirder ones. Walkie-talkie antenna. Oh. A jewel.
Was he trying to kill himself?
A jewel from a toy crown. Oof. A diamond.
Wow, that sucks.
It's not bad.
The tip of a dart.
I had an itch.
One man who, quote, put a tissue in his ear 1 month ago, and it feels like it's still there. It Damn. Was. Ugh. And my personal favorite, a tampon.
Wow.
What? It's a heavy flow day.
Yeah. Sexual.
Next one. Let's go with the nose.
Some fine china?
Nope.
Some candy would be dandy?
Oh, totally.
A Q-tip?
No Q-tip.
Battery.
But if you're going to go candy, there is gum.
All right, I think that's
well, let's point. All get it straight. Gum's yeah. not candy.
That's the closest.
What if it's one of the ones that starts off as candy and then turns into gum?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Blow pops? Like
yeah.
A blow pop.
That's what's up.
That's true.
That would be rough. That'd be like,
those, like
Arnold's
things.
Total Recall shoving that up your nose, bro. All
right, who else got a guess?
Battery.
You already guessed twice.
Yeah.
Is it battery?
No Firework. Battery. No,
all right.
Firework. Nope.
A dime.
Let's see.
He's like, ha, it was a
penny. There's got to be some money on
it. Was a
I'm
buffalo.
Looking for any kind of money, no money.
Nope. It's a buffalo nickel.
I'm going to say a nail.
Like a fingernail or a...
No, like a hammer and nail.
Hammer and nail.
Because people really do that.
No,
nope. I think I almost rather have a nail in my nose than a fingernail. That's
fucking
disgusting.
Chopstick, I don't know.
Yeah, like their own finger. That'd be fucked up.
So then here's the list of the most interesting. A miniature hockey puck. A 10-sided die. A fishing
Yahtzee.
Sinker.
A fishing sinker?
Yep.
Come on, that is fucking bogus.
A plastic eyeball.
Wow. In a nose?
A lithium tablet. A leg, in quotations. I don't know how to take that one.
Like a crab leg?
And then, of course, my personal favorite, quote, used the metal coat hanger to swat a bee off his neck, and coat hanger got caught up his nostril.
Oh.
Sounds like a terrible lie.
Off his neck?
Off his neck.
He Jeez, missed.
Yeah.
He missed like, bad. He was
terribly.
Like.
He's like, and then the bee stung me twice in the neck.
Bee laughed.
Could have hit himself
like
in the
buzz.
Brain.
Buzz. Bounced.
All right, next orifice. Throat.
A dick.
Jesus.
I'm just going to keep going with that one.
Until
it's on my list.
A Batman figurine.
Lego?
There's toys.
Legos
action figures.
One.
But nothing so specific.
A pool Lego ball.
A we got a toy one. Arrow and a shark toy.
That does get
no. Money.
Money. No money.
Damn it.
Think weird.
Condom.
Condom. Nope, no condom.
That would kill you.
A light
bulb. A tampon.
Oh. If only you were still talking
girl.
About the ear.
It was the same girl. It was ear, tampon, nose.
I'm going to say beer can.
Beer can in the throat.
That's impressive.
He nope, was trying no. to chug.
Good yeah. for him.
All right.
Shotgun a beer, guy.
Here's what we got. We got a Brillo pad.
Quote, ugh.
Within parentheses, from a crack pipe.
Even so, ick.
We like had a tiny little...
Yo, smoke this crack with me,
yo,
man.
You know how hot
fortunately,
that is?
He could still breathe through it.
You know how hot that is, though?
I can imagine.
Scalding the fucking... fucking crackhead.
Yo, right. smoke this crack with me, man.
He's we got a skirt.
Like a skirt? Like a woman
it
wear?
Just says skirt.
Skirt steak.
So let's use our imagination.
Skirt steak.
We got a silver Christmas ornament. Foil from a baked potato.
I miss my foil from a baked potato is the only thing I can see getting cuck in your throat.
Cookie wrapped in cellophane.
That is a good cookie.
That's a glutton.
It was dark.
I couldn't wait.
That's so delicious.
Then my personal favorite. Man had a button in his hand, went to sneeze, tried to cover his mouth, inhaled button.
Did he die?
Button. Wow. Doesn't say what the casualties were.
Killed by button.
Don't carry shit.
All right, now we're going to get weird.
But
dickhole.
The dickhole? Oh, it's got to be something long and thin.
Q-tip.
Q-tip's good. Syringe.
Ugh.
Wow. That's probably definitely the case.
Coat hanger.
You guys are like close.
Chopstick.
A finger.
No chopstick.
Damn.
A pencil.
A finger.
A boner.
Thick fuck.
A boner inside a boner.
That's docking.
That's how dicks
that's
refuel.
Extreme.
That's mega docking.
That's how dicks refuel, bro.
Can we skip this one?
No. Because I'm going to read what
wait,
went up
oh,
there.
Wait, can I say...
find out.
Let me... A
French fry.
A microphone... French fry. A microphone wire.
Okay. Oh, no.
Have you been thinking about this?
I will say, this is the shortest list of all of them.
Thank God.
A glass thermometer.
My dickhead already hurts.
We have one that's considered a plastic spoon and perhaps a pencil.
What? Pencil? Wait, get the fuck out of here.
We have a nail that went in the urethra and migrated up to the bladder.
Migrated?
Wow.
A fingernail?
One that really feels unpleasant? Wool yarn. That's a bad texture.
Oh. What was he gulping it up with his dick? What do you mean a wool?
What's he doing?
There's a lot of friction going in that one.
And the grossest. Inserted a long balloon into penis to have girlfriend blow it up for sexual stimulation.
Fuck that.
It broke.
What are you, insane? Put a balloon in your dick and have your girlfriend literally blow you. Like, no way.
I know, I'm uncomfortable just thinking about it. Just be comforted knowing the balloon broke.
It's the biggest
it broke.
It's ever been. I've been there.
That is like a...
Then she turned it into a giraffe.
She's if someone mentioned that to me, I would just be like, you are crazy. That's not happening.
You ever have your dick look like a fucking bicycle tire?
Well, have you ever had a balloon put in your dick and blown up?
Yes.
Nope.
All right, let's get off that one. Let's go to the vagine.
Oh, vagina?
1 kilo, pure, uncut heroin.
Oh, you know
close! What? We got bag of crystal meth. I'll give you the point.
There we go.
No, I don't want the point. I said the wrong drug.
All right. Maybe not. Is it only this year?
This is this year's top.
All right. Well, it's... I'm going to say Paul McCartney's wealth.
We've got money! Oh, we do have... Put a bag of money in vagina to hide from husband.
A bag of money?
A bag of money.
I feel it would be more of a wad than anything.
Like this one says
she
bag.
Wants to keep it stinky.
This implies large bag with dollar sign drawn on it.
It's like she pays for a Starbucks with that. It's like, ugh. I'm taking my cigarette break.
I got him on a tip.
Anyone else? Vagina storage.
Maybe a
piece
pint.
Of fruit?
Fruit.
Pint glass.
No fruits. We don't have pint glass.
Damn. A Funko Pop.
The power to make the world go round.
In every vagina.
Yeah.
Kyle, anything?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Anything that you guess would be stuck in a vagina?
A vagina.
Baby.
Remember weird. Think weird.
Dead baby.
A Lego.
That's your answer.
Lemmy Winks. A Kinex. A Kinex.
Great.
All right.
Little kids getting crazy with the toys.
Here's the list.
A fun block.
Plastic handle of scissors.
Oh, who would do that?
We've got the bag of crystal meth. We have a 10-inch steak knife.
A 10-inch
steak
knife? What's
with shark knives?
Handle or handle first or?
What's the difference?
We have a bathtub stopper. We have a billiard ball. We have something that's in quotes saying orgasm balls.
Like
and
Benoit balls.
The one that kind of made me chuckle, a large amount of sand.
I know a lot of bitches with sand in there.
Oh, and this one. One battery and 3 coins.
The first time anyone gets battery.
What was MacGyver storing some shit in this bitch's pussy?
Right.
All right, now for the granddaddy of them all.
Some bubblegum and a string in your pussy.
Final round, granddaddy of them all, the butt. What was found this year in the butthole?
A light bulb.
Oh, I think that might be on here.
Cell phone.
This is a long one. I actually have to scroll down to
find it. A mason jar.
A rodent.
Oh, parts of a mason jar.
Yeah.
Broken mason jar.
They're all just saying, I'm having trouble keeping up here.
Wine bottle, antique, vintage.
Microphone.
We do have a beer bottle.
1913.
A light bulb?
Here's the quote for it. Beer bottle. Up rectum and bottle broke when tried to retrieve bottle with pliers. Damn. Cocaine used prior to insertion.
Damn. A good book.
A good just in case.
A classic. Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah.
A Dickens book. We got it.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Maybe you like some nunchucks?
Weaponry.
Johnny Five.
Crow T Robot.
Robots.
Need Bender. Last input.
That was a good one, Pete. If you know
that movie, that's fucking funny. Fuck y'all.
All right. So what was in the butt? Don't keep us hanging here.
Okay. Yeah. Acorn.
That's a little butt.
That got stuck.
Yeah, squirrel's ass.
It makes sense.
These are all worthy of hospital visits.
I could shoot that out.
How could you even go to the hospital?
My son shoved an acorn up his ass.
It's like, yo, psst. I have an acorn in my ass. What do I see for that? Why are you whispering, dickhead, with an acorn in his ass?
If I keep it there, will it grow a tree?
An acorn's like a medium turd.
That's not how that works at
it's
all.
It's like a bloop.
Yeah, you can shoot that right now.
Poop. Ready for the rest?
Yeah.
Shot glass. Drumstick. Ice pick.
When you say drumstick, you mean like for drumming
or chicken?
Chicken.
The big turkey leg from Disney.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. That's actually
those
a valid
are
point.
Actually emu eggs.
That one doesn't specify.
Eggs. That's good.
But if that's like a big Renaissance fair turkey leg, that's even grosser.
Yeah, because I don't think a regular drumstick would get stuck.
Yo, baby.
They're very thin.
Baby, hold this drumstick right in your ass.
A chicken leg drumstick would get stuck in your ass.
Yeah, because of the bulbiness to it. It's
got a real butt plug quality to it.
Yeah.
They push too hard and the bone would pop through and just
leave the meat.
Hey. Oh, make a wish.
Okay. Where was I? Oh, candle, air freshener, can of spray paint.
Air freshener?
Air freshener.
Like, well, at your butt smells good then.
Yeah, somebody slept a Christmas tree.
A Glade plug-in?
It might have been like a Febreze can or something.
Oh, that's so gross.
We've got a couple cans. Can of spray paint, can of shaving cream, bottle of shampoo, bottle of lotion, soda can.
It puts lotion on it.
Turkey baster, phone cord, golf ball, metal toilet paper holder, tent stakes, rolled up stacks of plastic trash bags, Christmas bell, and the worst, a log.
Log, it's big, it's heavy, it's wood. Log, it's better than bad, it's good.
This guy really loved the log.
Yeah.
Everybody loves a log. You're gonna love a log.
Come on and get your log.
Log, log.
All right.
That's everything good. Caught in the butt, or every orifice this year. So what do you guys want to do now?
You do a hashtag?
You want to hashtag this shit?
Hashtag!
There we go. That's right. What we pay for.
As I bring up the scoreboard here, I'm going to explain to Kyle how this game has worked. You're familiar with hashtags?
Yes.
Twitter hashtags, all that shit?
I don't tweet, but...
I know the gist.
I know the idea.
Basically sum it up in a concise way.
He's the social media guy. You know that.
Well, we never explained the rules of this game, so it's kind of about time we do it. I'm going to read off the news stories that we just talked about, and you all are going to try to come up with a hashtag as humorous as possible to kind of explain the story. So, give me 1 second. Opening this thing up. Dead air, always fun. Lou, play some old time.
No, it's not dead air. You can hear his fucking brew going.
Me boy, is that a chat milk and choo-choo? Track 29. Hey, can you give me a shine?
Yeah.
That's Lou's go-to.
Everything's better when it's old-timey.
It really is.
All right.
I'm about to deliver, like, really bad news like that. Like, somebody perishes. Like, Grandpa's dead. Here's the news. You're not inheriting anything.
All right, so here's...
Your wife is barren. Pardon me, boys.
I should start singing them.
These should actually hire you for hospitals to get bad news like that.
I'd pay you.
Just do it in old-timey voice.
The doctor's like, I have bad news. I'm going to bring in my
colleague,
Lou.
Before we play a hashtag, let's all throw a bad news at Lou and see if he can break the news.
I got the best one. Lou, fire somebody. Fire. Right, so here, I'm gonna walk in. I'm gonna talk to the employee, and then I'm gonna fucking bring you in to give him the news.
Just do it old timey. All
right. So Pete, you're gonna be the employee.
Okay.
Hey, Pete. We got something that we really want to tell you. You've been working here a long time. You got wife and kids.
Been doing good here, right?
Hit it, Lou.
Did you want the good news or the bad news, sir?
I'd like the good news.
The good news is that Moxie's on the rise. The bad news is you're fired, kid.
Oh, no.
The stock market is crashing. Wow.
Our profit margins are flim-flammed. We need to cut the debt. Wait, see?
Well.
Lou, you missed your calling.
I know. Yeah, shit. Just stuck making comics. All right, let's
Lou clearly didn't appreciate that we just did that.
No, I thought it was cool.
I'm more than just a 20s voice. I'm a man.
Keep thinking of that shit. I want to revisit that.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the stories we're doing. Rapper Kevin Gates won't stop fucking his cousin because shit, the pussy's good.
Oh, shit.
Angry student hacks county websites to apologize for snow day fuckery. Does weed make you gay? Dad throws drunken Playboy party for hundreds of lingerie-clad teens. Dad calls cop to watch him spank 12-year-old daughter. And drunk guy in street sweeper leads police in low-speed chase.
All right, so start off.
Let's start with the first one. Rapper Kevin Gates won't stop fucking his cousin, because shit, the pussy's good. Who's got it?
Hashtag, it's all in the family.
Damn it, you fucking took mine.
Damn. I'm going to say hashtag bang bros. Because he's black.
Bang. I'm going to say hashtag bang cuz.
I like that.
Hashtag ain't nothing but a cousin thing, baby.
Hashtag she got no VD.
Gross.
She clean.
Because we have a full room, I'm going to award two winners. 2 points out each round. So I'm going to give that to Ken. I'm going to give that to Kyle. Next one. Angry student hacks county's website to apologize for snow day fuckery.
I don't know. Hashtag.
If you all don't, do you remember all the banners?
Yeah. Good.
Hashtag, sorry, nigga.
Hashtag, not apologizing.
Hashtag, real soldiers go to school.
Hashtag, fuck school. That's all I got.
That's it? I was waiting for the payoff.
I hate learning. Yeah. Fuck it, right in the pussy.
Fuck school. Dot, dot, dot.
Fuck school.
Hashtag, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
All right, for that one.
Fuck life.
Points to Lou.
I should have
put
that.
Points to Brian.
Ratata.
Next story.
What's that, kid?
Ratata.
Next story. Reddit asks, does weed make you gay?
Hashtag... Just say you gay.
Hashtag tingling for some cock.
I don't know. Hashtag.
Hashtag I love weed, but I only love my dick.
It's a little wordy, but I like where I like the intent. Let's see where it's going.
That sounds like the title of someone's memoirs or something.
My memoirs.
Oh, wait. Can I change mine? After you. You can do yours.
I'm not going hashtag. I'm going r/ homo tree stories.
I got a different one. Just real quick. OG, I think I might be gay Kush.
I'm giving that it to Ken, good. And I'm giving it to Lou.
You got it.
I got it. I like that one.
Hashtag. I got it, but... It was the whole second go-around thing. Why do you get special treatment?
Well, I mean, it just came with a better one in the middle of it. Like.
Well, let's enjoy the humor. All
right.
The points where they stand.
Oh, I thought we were hashtagging like their view. My hashtag lately sounded like, yeah, hashtag like dick.
Lou's blowjob joke sounds were funny, and Ken obviously knows his way around Reddit.
I've been there once. True.
All right, now they're funny. Now Lou's doing them.
Like. Also smoked a joint. But I didn't exhale.
I'm old school doing blowjob noise, Lou.
I just enjoy that as a hashtag. Like, how would you spell that? Hashtag guah. Guah.
Cats loved blowjob noises before they were fun.
Four is cool. I was doing it.
Next story.
I was doing it for the noise.
Dad throws drunken Playboy party for hundreds of lingerie-clad teens.
Damn. know.
Hashtag a dollar a minute, baby. A dollar a minute.
Hashtag good dad, bad fucking parenting. Good party, bad parenting.
That's questionable.
Good party. Very. Good party, bad parenting.
Hashtag coolest dad.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Who's left? Did we get everyone?
I don't know, man. Hashtag damn titties.
You guys are leaving. I'm just going to give a point to Ken on that one.
Alright, yeah, take a quick time now.
It's quick five? Yeah. Okay, so quick break there, but we're back. Where were we? Oh yeah, dad calls cops to watch him spank 12-year-old daughter. Who has
Hashtag you gotta fight for your right to watch your daughter get spanked.
Now, he didn't have to fight though, did he?
He made a call.
They were happy to watch that shit.
I got old, she 12. I'm on the way.
Are you trying to break down my hashtag, dick face? Just fucking make your own hashtag.
Yeah, yeah, I am. Mine is pretty weak.
All right, Lou?
I don't know, hashtag rosy cheeks.
Why would they even be rosy? She didn't get hit yet, you fuck.
Yeah, she did.
Hashtag observe and report.
Observe and report.
That's a good one.
Hashtag are you not entertained?
Wow. Are you not entertained?
Libby?
Hashtag fuck that bitch up.
That's more of a cheer than a hashtag. Right. Da-da-da-da, fuck that bitch up. Da-da-da-da.
Points to Kyle and Ken. Final one. Drunk guy in street sweeper leads police on low speed chase.
Hashtag OJ version 2.0.
Slow day.
Hashtag, nah, you're never going to catch me alive, cop. See? Nah.
I love the old timing.
How do you spell nah?
N-E-A-R-G-H-H-H-H.
Hashtag cleaning up the streets.
Cleaning up the streets. Okay.
Damn. Oh, this is tough. I don't think I got anything.
No?
Yeah.
Well, hashtag bail yourself out with the fucking noise effect.
Ooh, that's awful.
Hashtag fast and furious.
All right, I'm going to go Kyle and Ken again. Oh. I did like this. Well, the slow J, I enjoyed that one. But anyway, I enjoyed the sentiment of it. So, standings. Ken wins. Kyle second place. Lou in third. Brian, normally your game.
Yeah, I'd take him down a peg.
Divine intervention.
I'm only on like the Special Olympics pyramid now. I'm not even on the
It's all right. It's 1 week. You're grandmaster of the hashtag game normally.
Sounds a little racist.
Grandmaster or something.
That's why I used it.
I'm the grand cyclops of this game.
All right, you ready for some stupid people?
Yeah.
You know it in a second or two, but yeah, I got it. Ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Stupid people.
All right, I don't know where this one took place, but there was a guy who was convinced that his oil heater, the outdoor oil tank, was frozen. So he decided to fix it.
Don't tell me he lit
Let
some
me
fire
drop a match in it.
Well, he packed the outside of it with hay.
Good move.
To insulate.
Very good move.
You gotta pack your oil heater with some flammable hay. All right.
But maybe some matchsticks would be a little better.
Well, it's for insulation. And then he decided to heat it up with a blowtorch.
Boom.
Yeah, good
that was
stuff.
His mistake.
Oh, that was his... Really?
Wait a minute. That would light the fucking hay on fire. There goes his insulation. That's bad insulation.
Well, see, he kind of got lucky, Ken. Because he didn't blow up the oil. He just lit the hay on fire. And burned his house down.
Oh, the hay burned his house. The oil heater was fine, yeah, but the hay burned his house down.
Everything survived.
Like, that could have been way worse when you think about it. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. He's alive, he's fine, but the hay caught fire, caught the house on fire, and away you go.
Who the fuck has hay?
Is the hay okay?
This is clearly down south.
The hay, sadly, was lost in the blaze.
Oh, man.
His horses will go hungry.
Let me tell you something. Anyway?
Lucky it didn't take out a town.
You've never seen hay?
Hay is not like grass, bro. Hay is
like... You've never been to, like, Schmidt's Farms or anything?
It's definitely
dry. Yeah,
hay is tall grass.
Yeah.
Is this grass? Yeah. It's not like grass.
It's grass that is old and, like, you know, they just, like, chop it up, fucking let it dry, bale it, and fucking, hey.
It's not like...
Yeah, it's not like freshly chopped
That's
grass.
Exactly how it happens.
I don't know, fucking...
It's not your lawn. It's... Tall grass.
Whatever, guys. What are you all?
It's your lawn if you're that like fucking junky family on the street that just really hasn't cut their yard in like a year. That's hay.
And just for the record, oil doesn't freeze.
I just want to go on the record right now. I don't like horses.
Oil.
Fucking stinky. They're stinky big oafs. I hate them.
Oafs.
What about the zombie apocalypse? You wouldn't ride a horse?
I ride a horse. Never. I would shoot the
it's
horse.
It's going to run out of gas before shoot my gas powered whatever.
And food.
Yeah, and eat it. You would take the steaks. Horse steaks.
Horse steaks. Definitely.
Definitely.
Style. Oh, 100%.
Dothraki style.
Make some jerky. You know.
A horse jerky? 100%. I'm not a big fan of horses. I don't like horses like that.
Oh. All right, next story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of animals, not a week goes by that we don't do one of these.
Horse fucking.
Oh, Jesus.
In Florida.
No, not a horse. A dog this time.
Oh. A dog?
And for whatever reason, it's always in the front yard.
Damn.
You gotta
show don't you want to keep that to the back?
Are you not entertained?
That is definitely a backyard activity.
I was going to say, that's basement. Wrong. That's you're dungeon wrong. Activity.
You're all wrong. Because if you tell your neighbor,
what do you do?
If I see your dog shit on my lawn one more time, I'm going to fuck it up.
Now, see, you're making assumptions about the story. You're all wrong.
No, I'm sorry.
You're assuming the dog was on the receiving end.
Oh, it was vice versa.
This dog, ironically named Pounder.
Yeah.
Nice. You don't say.
Was the the giver, not the recipient in this case. What ended up stopping this act, aside from the neighbors calling the cops, was the dog became lodged in him.
Dog finished.
Did it go through the clothing, or was he already naked? Like, did it take him out for dinner and, like, strip him down? Or did, like, it penetrate his fucking jeans?
Nah, the dog finished, kicked him in the ass,
this
told
guy,
him to cook dinner.
Oh, of course.
Did he welcome it?
This guy presented.
He wanted?
He named the dog Pounder.
He consented.
It was more than consent. He had plans for this animal.
Sure it wasn't rape?
he
didn't realize that a dog's dick fucking swells up to, like, a meatball. And
there
the
you go, Lippy with the science. That's what happened. Dogs' dicks inflate, apparently.
They blow up?
They swell up so that they can't...
Is there a balloon in there?
It's a blood vessel. They can't pull out unless they're done. And this dog couldn't finish the job, so he was just lodged in this dude's butthole.
So how did
I can imagine.
That?
Well, they called paramedics.
The paramedics came, they're like, all right,
whoa.
They're like, we got a dog jerking specialist, don't worry.
Well, this dog
at the house.
Was apparently stuck in this guy for over 35 minutes before the paramedics could separate them.
He loved every second of it.
Well, he called the cops.
Like, there's a dog in my ears.
He's like, I don't think it's going to finish.
The dog was like, sweating.
What's freaking?
Like, ah.
He's like, I'm sorry, baby. I don't think I got it in me.
Yeah, they gave the dog some Gatorades. Sent him on his way. Now, the grossest part was this guy had 8 more dogs in the house that they had to take away.
Was there a train of dogs just getting banged?
There was Pounder, there was Licker, there was Taker.
Fister.
Shafter.
That had to have been the first time, otherwise he knew
there
it was going to happen.
These are like the rejected reindeer names from Santa, bro.
The unfortunate Mr. Peanut
Fister,
Butter.
Fister, Pounder.
The I do you, you do me.
But his favorite was Jackhammer.
The 69er.
The Misfit Land of Dogs.
He had a red nose.
On Pounder, on Fister, on Raw Dog.
Gross.
Fucking Raw Dog.
Alright, we only got a few more here.
Alright.
Let's do this one. You can keep the song on.
No,
no more animal fucking, but there is animal cruelty.
There's animal fucking, you gotta play that.
There's animal cruelty happening on this one. A guy. A 40-year-old man owns a pet shop, and he's in trouble for beating his employees.
Like the pets?
No, the people who work there.
Yeah,
but
the pets are working there.
I'd be more upset about the pets.
Guess what he's using to assault his employees?
Lizards.
A paper.
Fish.
A roll of paper.
Tasers.
No, I'm going to say one of the dog toy that's a rope with a big knot on the end.
That's nasty. Okay. That
a shock collar.
Guys,
somebody up.
The answer has already been said. A bearded lizard.
Oh, shit.
Guess, but
you had to.
You guessed a bearded lizard?
Nah, he guessed lizard.
I assaulted a motherfucker with a lizard before.
How did you do it?
I think the lizard did the assaulting.
How'd you do it?
Grab the head.
You're an accessory.
Whip the tail across the neck, bro.
That's what this guy did. He wielded this lizard like a nunchuck.
Yeah, because if you grab the tail's going to come off. If you grab the head, the head ain't.
He at one point put the lizard in his mouth and then started slapping people with the tail.
That doesn't seem optimal. I don't know.
Put the lizard in his mouth?
In his
mouth. Put the lizard in the basket.
Put it in your mouth. Yeah.
He's stealing your bit. I'm cool with it, man.
Yeah, he's... next week it's not going to be funny anymore.
You can fly with it, bro.
Just running it into the ground.
Now, these are lizards that can grow up to 2 feet in length. No word on how big this one was.
A foot long lizard in his mouth, like with a foot sticking out of it.
It doesn't say how big this particular lizard.
I'm sure just
was.
Like the head.
So you got a foot, like foot and a half sticking out of his mouth?
Yeah.
Brian, you want to play a quick game with this?
Sure.
Was he fined more or less than fat people fucking?
Less.
Always less.
Always less. Less. If you ask me the question, I know it's less.
Yeah, $4,500.
Wow.
Fat people fucking is $30,000.
Yeah.
If two fat people want to fucking park, which is completely consensual sex.
But it's gross, because it's 90 degrees out.
Oh, that a guy with a fucking lizard in his mouth slapping his employees isn't gross?
Yeah. I'm a fat guy. I've done plenty of lewd things in public. I don't give a fuck. Find me 30 grand. I ain't paying it.
You're getting 30
There's
grand.
There's a real fine no, for fat people the, fucking.
These yeah. people made you
There's probably a fine for look anybody very fucking.
Thin. I yeah. would, listen, I would fucking well, go to jail. I would serve my 30-day sentence.
You like wouldn't a, suck a dick to get out?
Right.
Like a real
If I saw two people of that size banging in the park... I like, would definitely suicide across them.
You are so in support of these people, you release Butterflies and play a romantic song.
Yeah. But I'd suicide across them just to be like...
Oh, like you didn't yeah. do in that car.
Well, Kyle, say, Kyle...
They already have the butter on them.
Kyle, you don't know, but there was a story last year of two fat people fucking in a park on a 100-degree day. They got fined 30 grand.
But it's shocking that it was that much. It was like...
But you were just defending them. Weeks and weeks after the story.
Oh, because we kept going up with stories with where there were fines where like two people were banging in the park and they got like, you know, $4,000 fine. And I'm like,
they weren't.
Yeah,
gross.
But you were like championing the cause.
Yeah, I would love to go to parks like, and just see gigantic fat people banging.
Because it wasn't summer walrus sex.
Cats at like City Hall with a sign that says like, "Let's bail for fat people." Like,
Mr. Gorbachev, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
We're not like, happy.
Fat guy in the
Let's
neck.
Bill for fatty. Like, what do we want? Let's bill. What do we want? Fat. He's not a good chanter.
Do it old timey. That might work.
No, let's go.
Stay puffed no. up.
All right, we got a male and a female version of revenge.
We'll do the female version that well thought out.
We'll it's just taking the money,
no?
right?
No,
cut your dick off.
You'd be surprised. In fact, it's the male version that's kind of reckless and cut unthought out. Off. It's the female version that's fucking evil. So we'll do the male version first.
Let's do the female version first.
No, I'm saving
it. I kind of want to see the female
version.
You can't
version just
first.
Blow your load
save
like
that.
That.
Right. All right,
save it. All
right,
I'm about blowing my load.
There was a man. He smashed his girlfriend's car because of an off-color erotic dream she had.
It was Ryu.
No,
he won.
He got mad
the
points
in
that
shit.
Off color, bro. He said off color. I mean, it was a black dude.
So it was DJ.
I immediately went to interracial as well, Cass.
It's grosser than that, but it's a dream.
That's not gross. That's beautiful.
It's a dream.
What's the dream?
Okay, well, before I get there, let's just say that the guy vandalized the car, breaking a passenger side mirror, deflating the tires, covering it with used condoms. Where he got them, I don't
all
know.
All used?
It says used.
You have to save those up.
A lot of jacking.
He just sat there unwrapping a bunch of new ones
covered
and throwing
it,
them on.
Right. Covered it in love notes written in creams and lotions, all because his girlfriend was, quote, a spiritual person who could tell a person about their dreams.
See? I get my girl's
He just pulled a hair from his ass. That's disgusting.
Like, give it a
was that from your ass?
No, keep that away from me.
It was on my sleeve.
No, yeah, sure.
That's not your asshole, though.
No, but yo, it gets all over our clothes. So
you're
sometimes
nasty.
It ends up in my anus.
You got ass hair on the blunt too.
You keep your
it's on fire, bro.
You smoke
your
the hair.
Long ass hair clumps away from that.
Damn.
Hell on the blunt, Luke.
All right, so what happened to this dude?
Okay, so here was a dream. The girlfriend told him that his dead grandmother was going to return to him in his dreams and commit an unusual sex act. Which involved an adult erotic device. In other words, strap-on sex.
You gonna hit him with the strap?
That his dead grandma was going to strap him.
I would fucking beat the shit out of that girl. That's a violent, vile dream to have.
Wait, the dream was that she was gonna...
She predicted that in his dreams, this dead grandma was going to come
he
back.
He went about this all wrong.
Peg his butt.
I'm sorry, Pete. He went about this all wrong, though. He should have hit that bitch so hard that she went back in time and didn't make that mistake again. Didn't have that dream.
She went back in time and killed the grandmother.
No, went back in time.
Marty, we gotta go back. Your girlfriend had a sex dream with you and your grandmother.
Yeah, nah, you sent her back in time to when she, the night that she was having that dream, she stays up all night, doesn't have that dream.
Well, let's see what happened. They got into a physical altercation. Oh, he said he couldn't get the image out of his head and he snapped. And that's why he did all that shit.
It's a pretty bad fucking
image.
Oh,
this sucks. I can't jack off to this.
Yeah, but you can move on. Most people can move on from that shit. It's gross.
I think I like my girlfriend. She came up and was like, you know what? I had a dream where your fucking grandma fucking put a strap on and I fucked you in the ass.
Was I into it?
Why would you fucking say that to me even if you have the dream?
Yeah.
Like, you obviously don't respect me.
I just would have woken up and be like, no, don't remember. Yeah. Don't remember. But you know what? For this guy to have bugged out like that, Gam Gam gave him the dick, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Gam Gam definitely stuffed that pig.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is super stupid, though, because he believes that his girlfriend's making people...
Has prophecies. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Like, oh, my God, I'm going to get fucked by a zombie with a dildo on my ass? Let me fucking throw condoms on this bitch's car.
Was he making that a rain?
That was actually... so many condoms.
I hope the fucking zombie uses a condom.
Was he making a rain in the car with the condoms? Like,
yeah. That was actually the weird part of the story. The was the condoms. Random condoms.
Yeah. Used condoms.
I dug them out of the garbage. Fuck you, bitch.
I looked to find out where those came from. There's no source for that.
Well, actually, I know that one of my friends here named Kyle, he used to have to do some service for the state, and he used to find a lot of condoms in parking lots.
That was me.
You that may have happened, yes.
Mostly.
You were the cause?
As well as other things.
So, like, if
a lot of parking
rackets. If he met a guy like Kyle who had the in on the used condom racket, he could definitely get all the used condoms.
Yo, you need used condoms. I can get you some used condoms.
Yo, I know a guy.
Saturday after 3, bro, I get you all used condoms you need.
Yo, I pick up the garbage on the street.
I know.
They're predominantly
buy some
mine.
Shit.
Predominantly mine.
That's disgusting.
Pick up like 50 cents in cans and like $100 in used condoms.
I'm not even sorry about any of it.
Is there really a value to that?
Well, apparently, if you want to throw one in your ex-girl's car, there's
that
a slight value.
Because
look, that's not something if it's like...
That's pretty niche.
Pretty niche.
Man.
He said 100,000.
That's a definition.
It's like Pinkberry, bro. Sometimes you feel like Pinkberry. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, let's get with it.
Alright,
let's hear about the evil bitch.
Let's hear the evil bitch.
Yeah. Alright,
so here's
terrible. This is gonna be frightening.
This woman's name is Toni Blazowski.
Oh, I hate her already.
Fucking shitty name.
She's what a twat.
Her father should change it.
I'm already afraid.
And she was dating an appropriately named guy, Joe Good.
Joe Good?
Joe Good.
Joe got no dick anymore.
Stupid Polish name.
May the spirit of his name protect him.
Good broke up with her.
Oh, bad move.
She called him. She said, sure this is what you want?
He answered?
He's yeah.
Oh my God, Joe fucked. Good. What the fuck is wrong? Why would you answer Joe Good?
Well, what she said to him was, Joe's "Are you bad. Sure this is what you want? Because I've got everything lined up that I'm going to ruin you."
Oh shit!
She then hacked
him a taken speech.
Yeah, I have a very specific set of skills. Skills to make this breakup very unpleasant for you.
Wow.
For you.
That's incredible.
Good luck. Anyway, she first hacked his personal email account and sent a barrage of personal pornographic images to his bosses.
Oh,
he was then fired.
No.
Why would he be fired for that?
The fucking sex pics.
Association.
From his email going to his boss.
It wasn't
like,
of him, right?
This is my shitty ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
By the way, I was killing it, right, boss?
Doesn't work that way.
Woo!
Next, cop showed up at the door with pictures of Blazowski beat up and her face bloodied. She claimed Good did it, and he was arrested.
Oh,
they arrest you on the spot? You don't even, there's no, like, did you do this? No.
Okay, you're under arrest.
Yeah.
Well, because she was making a claim. She was saying, this guy beat me up. So they had to arrest him on suspicion.
You spent a night in the clink.
Then, she had him investigated for allegations of pedophilia with his own daughter.
Pedophilia or pedophilia?
However you want to say it, potato, potato.
Peterphilia.
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 Yeah,
pedo.
Potato. He says Peter. Potato.
Are we glancing over what happened to this man?
No, keep going. Is there more?
Screwed.
Or is that,
Yo, he's a complete pussy, though.
She then completed this tirade by making death threats to him.
He's a complete pussy. Because one, she goes in your pockets and gets you fired. You're like, motherfucker.
You ready for why she's dumb, though? She wrote all this in notebooks. She laid her plans out like Gone Girl, all in those notebooks.
Dear diary, it must have been like half a page.
Like
what?
Don't say anything that happened in that movie.
Sorry.
All I know is that
three sentences: Tuesday, get boyfriend fired, get boyfriend arrested, fucking charged with molestation or some shit like that.
Step one: get the underpants.
Step two:
Step three: money.
Yeah, that's it. That's the shit right there.
In the end, she was arrested.
Good.
And charged with making threats to maim or murder.
That's it?
Did he get his job back?
That's it?
8 felony counts against her. I don't know. 9
felony?
I was going to say, because, like, making false allegations.
Here's her charge. Is it more or less than a fat person?
Oh, this is a good one.
Way more.
It's less.
I'm going to say more.
The fines are going to be more.
More.
Well, there were no fines because she's got 9 years in prison, sentenced to 2 years of house arrest and 19 years of probation.
19 years?
2 years of house arrest. She gets to fucking live in her house.
Her argument, her lawyer's argument, was that she had obsessive compulsive disorder, bipolar, blah, blah, blah. All the
I actually have your house. How do you eat and shit?
I actually have a quote from a lawyer when he was asking her why she did all this.
What seems to be your boggle?
My boggle.
She sounds like a black dude.
Since she sounds like Simon Phoenix.
Right.
Since that's the last story, does anybody have any like wacky, terrible breakup shits ever? Or are we all pretty lucky?
Like the craziest.
Craziest
girl I ever dated. I was like dreading. I knew I had to break up with her because it was like getting to the point where like creepy shit was going on. She was, like, following me around. She was, like, following me home from work and stuff. It's kind of weird. And then all of a sudden, she's like, you're not giving me the attention I need.
And you were broken up?
And I'm like, what?
I'm not giving you any attention anymore.
I'm like, I'm not giving you the attention. I'm like, and she's like, I think we should break up. I'm like, oh, no, please. And she's like, no, please don't contact me. I'm like, oh, this is what you want. Okay, and if you're listening, you crazy bitch, just stay the fuck away from me. It wasn't even that good.
It's kind of smart on your end. You put it.
My biggest.
You put it in her head. You know.
The only funny thing I could think of in any of my breakups was I was dating some girl. We were living with each other, and we had broken up. And I was fucking totally off. I was having a great time because we broke up. I hated her.
I remember that one.
And my mom was just like, Brian, I know you've been living there. I know it's a bad time in your life. And I'm like, wow, fucking drunk. You know, I don't fucking care about that bitch, mom, blah, blah, fuck her.
And if you're like, out there, Jen, you suck.
Seconded.
Anyway, so I was like, yeah, man, fuck her, man. I don't give a fuck. And my mom was like, help me, like, move her shit out of the apartment. And, like, you know, and she's like, she really thinks she's taking it hard. She's asking my friends, like, you know, I know Brian's taking it hard. And my friend's like, nah, he legitimately seems fucking pretty happy about the whole situation.
Was it?
I didn't say it was, like, a bad breakup. I just said it was funny.
It was funny at the time because, you know, the jovial Brian you know now.
I thought something was coming. I thought you did, like, something awesome to this bitch while your mom was there and your mom, like, got that.
Well, do you know the Brian you know now? Happy guy, fun guy. Big drinker.
Yeah,
right. Enjoys life.
Big drinker.
Yeah, this guy?
When he was with her, not so much.
Yeah. I almost hit a bitch. I was just like, I'm not that person. I don't hit almost. I raised my hand in anger and I was like, you need to leave me alone.
I don't think you've ever seen sad, morose Brian. But that was the only time I've ever seen. I've been friends with the guy for 20 something years.
I've seen she sad, got pissed morose. At me once.
Well, because I was like, I'm going over my boy, friend of the show, Dan Pilkar. He does A-Squad. I'm like, I'm going over to Dan's house. We're going to play some board games. She's like, is there going to be girls there? I was like, Jen's there, which is Dan's wife. And she's like, oh, so there is girls there. I'm like, are you fucking out of your mind? Yeah. Like, my friend's wife is going to be there. Yeah. Hate her.
Yeah, and he also broke up with her because of this.
Because she talks just like this! She pulled it out of me one day. She's just like, blah, blah, blah.
Actually, if you knew her, she talked nothing like
this. It was she sounded like Cartman.
So she sounded like, I was going to say, like Brian's penis?
No. No, this is Brian's penis.
Oh, Brian. Oh, Yeah, yeah, I'll take a beer.
Oh my!
I do know Sad Morose Bryant because me and this guy went to plenty of Knicks games together.
Bro. Wow! We went. Me and Kyle went last Friday, and there was four white guys starting. That's how rough it is. We don't even black people anymore.
You know it's a bad game when every beer.
Well, without going too sportsy, I just want to say my last girl was the same as that girl you were talking about. We had the same thing. It was every single thing we went to. Fucking, if there was a female, if there was a whiff of a female, didn't matter who. It was like, oh, that's just my friend's girlfriends. Oh, you want to fuck your friend's girlfriends? What the fuck is wrong with you, woman?
Yeah, hell
yeah. I don't want to be a dick, but I hated your I hate your last girlfriend.
Oh, I do too.
She was a bitch.
I don't even know.
Yeah, that. Let me tell you. I mean, we've been over this a couple of times, but anyone who doesn't like
a riff
tracks, you're a crazy bitch.
Yeah, she sucked dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm worried to bring the new one around.
You have a girlfriend?
No, I'm seeing somebody.
That's not...
Yeah. Well, don't jinx it.
Yeah. Fucking rub my boner.
Don't fucking jinx it, Pete.
What is she working with?
Well, that's why I'm afraid. Because there's similarities, but not that many similarities.
She got a fucking flower in her hair or something?
No, not like that. She's just way short, has dyed red hair, and she wears glasses.
Pete's got a tight.
Apparently.
He likes that fire bush.
Now, is that a deal breaker for anyone, fire bush?
No, yeah, not at all. No.
Is Bush a deal breaker?
Not even.
Bush?
No.
Big, thick, like your beard, Kyle.
I could shave it off.
I
mean,
it's fine. I wouldn't even
shave it off. Kyle's beard's... Yeah. Let's just say that he's been mistaken for an Al-Qaeda man once or twice.
You don't play an all-terrain?
A very pale Al-Qaeda man.
No, we went to a 7-Eleven. True story. Went to 7-Eleven, and the guy behind the register was like, "You were at the meeting this week, bro?" Shit you not.
It actually happened.
Oh,
so
wow.
What you're saying is you'll play on the hardwood, but you won't play on the turf.
No, turf I don't play. I play natural grass, bro.
Man, I'll fuck with the fucking lawn.
Yeah, man, you can do it, bro.
You got a jungle down there?
As long as it's maintained.
No, man, you got to keep your morals, bro.
You're
going like,
to say that
morals.
You
I don't eat regular morals. Cheerios. I like Honey Nut Cheerios, bro.
You're telling me sweet
what?
Ass.
What?
Stop.
Wait, go back to that.
Stop.
Go back to Honey Nut Cheerios.
What the fuck analogy?
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
All
it's from The Wire.
Oh,
you gotta keep it real, bro.
Wow.
Omar from The Wire.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
He don't eat.
I thought
Cheerios.
This was a good written show. That's a stupid.
Oh, you
lie.
Mean that black dude who what? Everyone was scared of?
Yeah,
fucking Chalky.
No, yeah, Chalky White. Yeah, that's
yeah.
The actor, yeah.
Oh, I remember that part,
when
but that had nothing
king,
to do
not
with.
Miss.
That had nothing to do with Bushy Pussy.
No, but it just meant. No, you're right. It didn't. I just kept. It was just keeping what you were about.
I guess.
Yeah, he was about Honey Nut Cheerios. He was not about regular Cheerios.
I'm not sure I want to give it to you, though. I don't think I want to award you the
no,
points.
No points like, for that.
He's not looking for points.
I'm looking for points. Sorry.
Yeah, you got a commendation.
All right, I'm sorry, Lou. What kind of deep dish bush bitch do you need to fucking
I'm
eat?
Sorry, you received two demerits for that.
Right.
Lou is the king of old-timey voices. You know he likes Bush.
Oh, yeah. He likes a big...
Lou in an old-timey voice. Tell us about Bush.
It's got razzmatazz.
It's the bee's knees.
Right.
I mean, are you about to push it out?
No, he likes it. You know what? Just... I'm not about it, but you could always change that. That's not
you
in
can't
stone.
Do anything. She
that's
can
not
do
in stone. But at least you could have a dialogue about it.
Some girls like, I don't want to look
you
like
know?
A little girl.
Yeah. You could have a. You might be able to change a bitch's mind, but
leg hair is a deal breaker.
Yeah,
who the fuck have I?
Who the fuck?
Who the fuck have you dated leg hair? Leg
no,
hair?
No one. I'm
what
just
gross Eskimo sheep bitch has leg hair?
First of all,
you know what I like in a woman? Pit hair. You guys ever see that? No.
Frenchy bitches are like that.
Huh?
Who?
Frenchy bitches.
Yeah, we're not in France. We're not surrendering every day. Like,
Hold on a second.
This raise the white flag of Paris.
Cheese eating surrender monkey.
There's a larger issue at hand. Since when did this become the view and we become a bunch of fucking bitches? Like, you have a deal breaker?
Yeah, no tits, dude. Too.
Ken can see a big floppy dick. He's like, I'm in. I'm already here.
Dude, he's like, listen, as long as you tuck that shit back, we're good.
No, if you were banging it from behind, you wanted to tuck back.
I'm like, whoa.
That's an angry
he's
dick.
Like, whoa,
when
let it dangle.
Let's pretend like I didn't see that. You pretend like I didn't see that.
Smear some Vaseline on his glasses and goes to town.
I know what the fuck I'm doing here.
Yeah.
All right, go
ahead. Or a bear scarf. Let's go.
Little sexual joke. You guys all get all fucking, get all morose.
A little sexual joke?
Yeah, so what? Tranny, that scares you guys?
No, I mean, like, I'm cool.
Super hot tranny. Hottest chick you've ever seen.
Like Ray Finkel?
All of a sudden, the dick pops out.
Ray Finkel?
I'm out, yeah. Son. I'm out.
Do
out?
I have to I'm do out. Anything with the dick? I'm like, dick!
It pops out of her panties as she's blowing you. Best blowjob you've ever had.
No, I wouldn't care at all.
Yo, Lippy.
The real soldier.
Lippy is like...
But if she, like, wanted me to reciprocate on the dick, I'd be like... Look, you knew what you got into.
You got to stop calling her.
She definitely solicited.
That's an important question.
If it was the best
blowjob.
Is she
going through the change of going to a woman where she's taking so many...
Pre-op, post-op?
Yeah. She got fake titties.
All the fucking estrogen and shit that there's...
No, I don't need estrogen. She had fake titties.
If she takes her shirt off and two socks fall out, you can bail.
I'm just saying, there's a point where that thing's useless anyway.
Well, I'm not worried about her shooting shit on me. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know about all this, man. Like,
I don't know about it either.
You only don't know about it, but you have strong fucking opinions.
Well, I said if a tranny was blowing me.
Best blowjob ever, too.
I didn't, yeah, all right, one.
No, I'm out.
I'm not going to, like, stop her, you know? Even her dick flops out. It's like, you know, hey, well, yeah, I knew. Like, you clearly have an Adam's apple, but you're a dude. Like, whatever.
Well, what do you think you'd do, Ken?
Make that booty clap. Why don't you?
All right. That would make that booty
clap. In a weird scenario, I don't think I'm gay if she blows me, but if I bang her in the butt, I'm gay then, I think.
Yeah.
That's the line.
Like knowingly bang.
Yeah, I know. It's bop, bop, bop. It's, yeah, you know what? I like guys.
But what if you fucked more chicks than you have fucking tranny, and you fuck chicks after that? What, you're still gay? You fuck one tranny, you're gay?
Well, you're definitely about curious.
Yeah, I don't know. Bisexual.
I'm not saying you're straight.
I think at that point, you're experimental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right,
there we go.
I think you'd only throw that out if you're in college.
What happened, Ken? Why don't you tell us about what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, if I fucked a tranny, you'd be on here.
You got a little defensive.
Right?
My sexual exploits are fucking well aired out.
She came into him and he came on the floor.
If she tapes it to her stomach, is it still gay?
Like, how far up the stomach?
Billy button.
Like on the right. Billy button. All right. Yeah.
Dude.
If the dick is under 5 inches, it's less good.
It is a little bit. It is a little bit.
If she's got a little baby dick, it's all right. It's just like a big clit at that point.
I wouldn't even say it was a tranny so much as an old cross-dresser. He slapped a $10 bill on the bar. Fucking said, I'll buy you a drink. You let me suck your dick. I said, sure, suck my dick. Suck my dick at the bar. I had some drinks.
I want to say, and as far as Painted Black goes, this is the most gay sex we've ever had in a show.
Has it?
Oh my god, you know what the fucking theme? I figured it out.
I have nothing to do with it.
Two blunts have been passed around this room, and you guys can't stop talking about dick.
No, but here's the thing. We started off the show by talking about dick.
No, because you guys, you had a very...
You were high to begin with!
To be fair, I was.
We had a very defined line about what gay was, and you guys have been muddling that.
A little weed. Reddit was right.
Yeah. By the way, if you smoke, you definitely want some cock.
That's what I want to say. I want to get a poll on this. If you bang a tranny,
wants the poll.
The big boo coo. All
right, never mind. I don't want a poll. No, you motherfuckers.
Walked right into that one.
Lou is afraid to be in the same room as a homosexual. He's prepared to rub off on him.
I'm not.
I
want to
say you would be a little fucked up by it. You'd be like, oh, this guy's gay. He'd be sweating.
Because
he's looking at my dick. Like every 2 seconds, he's going to fuck me.
Stop looking at my dick. No, that's the biggest misconception about gays. Like, you know, every dude, no matter how they look, thinks gays want them.
I don't think that at all.
I'm not Mr. Handsome. Gays aren't fucking, you know, crawling over each other like zombies to get at this.
See, my problem is...
Like, there are more handsome people here. Pete's the one that's probably got to worry.
I'm a little pretty.
You would not do well in prison.
But, I mean,
we've already discussed that.
That's why I'm blowing somebody in the courtroom.
Gays like, I'm sure gays like well-kempt and they smell like flowers and shit. You kind of smell.
I know.
Like,
it's calculated.
Bro, you smell like the docks, bro.
Cigarette butts and alcohol.
It's all that pussy, too.
Don't you got any jupe?
Fucking jupe.
What the hell's jupe?
It's that really fucking stinky cologne.
It's gay cologne.
It's gay cologne.
It's a gay cologne.
Because my stepfather swears.
He swears by Jupe.
Yeah.
He's draped in Jupe, bro.
In the eighth grade.
He looks exactly like Razor.
Oh, man, Jupe smells good. She's like, nah, man, that's gay cologne. I'm like, oh.
Let me tell you, man, if you saw my stepfather.
I never even heard of that.
I get it. I'll leave it alone.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
Your stepdad's like 6'8", 280, and just jacked up?
He's not 6'8", but he's tall. He's got a... He might be a little taller than you.
Everyone looks 6'8", yeah.
But let me tell you, you might think like he's at least like a first cousin.
Razor?
Yeah.
Yo, Lou is hobbitized, though. So this guy is probably just like 5'10", regular size.
No, my stepfather.
Yeah, he's probably 5'10", regular size. You are a hobbit, Lou.
Lippy, actually, for everyone who doesn't know Lippy, he looks like he ate a mushroom. And that he was Lou.
he does look like a more grown up Lou. Like,
and you guys wearing the same glasses basically too, like
not really.
His are thinner. Lippy's are thinner.
What are these you guys are wearing glasses?
They're both wearing glasses.
Lippy's are a little bit more grown up.
You have the same hairline.
I don't even think that's the case.
No,
it?
I'm just glad to have a hairline at this point, at this age.
I hear that.
Why do you think you're going bald?
I don't. That's why I'm glad.
We have the same scruff, too.
There are plenty
same
of
same level of facial hair going on between the two of you.
There are plenty of people at our age that are long bald at this point.
You guys should just kiss ready and get this over with.
No, that'd be
cap
gross.
Off the gayest episode we've ever done.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, like,
we should name this episode movie. Pray the Gay Away or something.
All right, so you guys... So you guys have been just talking about how we look exactly like each other. Would you really want to make out with someone who looked just like you? That's fucking nasty.
Isn't that the point of being gay?
I'm a handsome motherfucker.
No, narcissist, yes. Myself would be okay.
I want to, like, even if I was, like, banging anyone, I wouldn't want to be just like the last person.
It's like jacking
banged.
Off in the mirror.
Well, you don't while maintaining eye contact.
No. Right.
I like to give myself a good show, bro, and it's free. Well, that's part about it.
I don't know.
So do you try to like, dodge Bendo, the venom you know shoot I at don't yourself? Like
yeah, that's an even better game.
Dodge the jizz at the mirror. Yeah. The game.
I call it dodge the snake venom.
Damn.
I say we call it a night.
I'm agreeing with you. All right, so let's kill it.
So follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Join Lou there. Uh-huh. Talk to him. We're setting up some new friends, other podcasts, doing some crossover stuff coming soon, getting that Skype going.
Right.
Like us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the new books coming out soon. We got Night of Redemption, if I ever get a fucking script.
Mm-hmm.
We got Soul Brother.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What am I missing?
I want to represent for Kyle and Farmerdale, the beard. Check him down there at the last call.
Or
he's sitting there drinking Guinnesses.
Or at the Islamic meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Wings at Republic.
Or if there's another 9/11.
You work at the Republic?
No, I just...
You just hang out at the Republic?
Mm-hmm. Guinness and Wings, bro.
I was going to say, I like that book.
Guinness and Wings.
All right, Guinness and Wings. Join Kyle there. You see the bearded guy.
I want to say thanks for coming. And yo, Lippy, he must have been tranquilized. There has been almost no verbal violence coming out of his mouth.
Yeah.
This guy smoked 3 blunts.
It's my therapy session.
He smoked 3 blunts in the last.
We learned that Lippy has
smoked absolutely nothing. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Excessive hairballs in his ass. You're
probably the only thing we know about Lippy today is that he has his girlfriend's hair in his ass.
It happens.
I don't know why we know.
Stay gold, pony boy.
It pulls out like dental floss.
Oh my god, it's up your ass?
All right, that's a good enough for me. So for myself and Brian and Lou and Lippy and Kyle and Ken, close the door behind you.
Bye-bye. Oh, I see a man in the back. As a matter of fact, his eyes are as red as the sun. And the girl in the corner, let no one ignore her, 'cause she thinks she's the passionate one. Oh, yeah.